This is another episode of Talks with Tyler ISD, a podcast about the passionate people who have a heart for students. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Bank and Trust. Welcome to this episode of Talks with Tyler ISD. I'm your host, Jennifer Hines, and today we have Claudia Vera Montez with us. She is our District Secondary Teacher of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is such a huge honor, and we're so glad to have you here talking with us today. Tell us a little bit about your time with Tyler ISD. You've been here for 6 years, but you've been here a lot longer than that.
Yeah, so I actually am a product of Tyler ISD. I attended Hogg Middle School when we moved here from California, and went on to continue with attending at John Tyler, which is now known as Tyler High School. Kind of followed through with the international baccalaureate program, IB program. So,
oh, wonderful! And you were valedictorian, so you were the top of your class.
Yes, ma'am.
Was that always something that you strived to do when you were back in high school, or was it just something that you were just naturally, you know, smart in every single subject?
So it wasn't something that I strived for. I actually was unaware of anything like that. My freshman year, after the first semester, all of my classmates went and checked their rankings. And one of my classmates came back and was like, oh my gosh, who is number one? And they do it by ID number.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, number one, what are you guys talking about? And so they kind of briefed me and explained to me what it was.
Like what it is.
And he said, I wrote down the ID number. Like, we need to figure out who this number one person is.
Oh.
And I said, well, what is it? And he said it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's me.
That's me.
Yes, ma'am. So it was definitely something that I wasn't aware of. I didn't know what it was until my friends kind of let me know what was going on.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So definitely something that I am honored to carry with me.
Do you have any teachers that you remember that made a big impact on your life through those high school years?
Yes, ma'am. So actually, Coach Hooker, who is now known as Miss Cortinas, she is back at Tyler High School. She was my coach.
She coached
me in volleyball, basketball, and softball, track as well. And she was actually my shining star. So definitely a huge impact.
And now y'all get to work together.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I love that.
That's so fun.
Yes, it is full circle.
Now, obviously, you went on to college. You have several degrees now. First in your family to go to college. Tell us a little bit about that part of your life.
So definitely the pressure was on.
Yes.
I come from a family that is very humble and, you know, just very thankful to be able to be here. And being the first one to attend college here in the United States was definitely a challenge because I didn't have the support from my family that I kind of needed.
Right. Because they didn't understand the process. They'd never been through it.
Right. They didn't understand the process. So anytime I had questions, it was difficult. I had to, you know, do my research, use the library a lot. And I'm very thankful for Ms. Rodriguez, who used to be at the College and Career Center for us at Tyler High School. She was a huge help to me. And I think that without her, I probably wouldn't have even been able to know where to start. So
right.
I'm so very thankful.
I'm glad that you were able to find that support when, you know, no fault of your parents. They just simply didn't know the process, but you're able to go on. Tell us a little bit about where you went, what degrees you got, because I know you've got more than one.
Yes, ma'am. I attended UT Tyler. When I first attended UT Tyler, I thought I wanted to major in biology because I wanted to go pre-med.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's kind of like
doctor to teacher. That's a little bit of a switch.
Yes, ma'am. It's a huge switch, actually. I just wasn't sure at the moment. You know, I always knew inside that I wanted to give back to my community.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like my calling was to be in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, just hearing from other people like, well, you should major in biology. And that's what I started off doing. But I ended up changing my major, got my bachelor's of arts in health and kinesiology.
Mm-hmm.
I was always very drawn to sports. And then I figured that I could get my electives and put all my science classes in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so things kind of changed. God had different plans for me.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely took time to come to terms with it.
Yeah.
But
sometimes you have those aha moments and things that happen that move you in the direction that you're supposed to be going. And so you decided to go into the teaching and educational route.
Yes, ma'am.
So then what was the next step from there?
You know, I actually, somebody pushed me to go into education.
Okay.
We used to have like exercise classes that I kind of guided a little bit, like
off
record. But they were like, hey, you would be a great teacher and coach. You should try it.
Yeah.
So I actually joined education on the coaching side.
So it was through sports that
yes,
you found
ma'am.
Your love for connecting with students, leading others, teaching and all of that. You went on to get your master's.
Yes, ma'am.
And so what'd you get your master's in?
So my first one was in health sciences, still trying to lead into the health field. Then I came back and got it in curriculum and instruction. I was actually one of the candidates through UT Tyler. They got a grant and I was able to get my teaching certification through that program.
Wonderful.
So a lot of where I'm at now is thanks to the people in this community through grants, through different opportunities that I've been given. So again, I've always felt like I needed to give back from everything that I also had received.
I love that. And so now you are the head volleyball coach. And then tell us, what are you teaching this year?
So I teach biology.
Okay, see? It all makes sense.
Yes, ma'am. It definitely paid off. I do teach biology. It is a tested subject, but I have a love for it at the end of the day. And the content is amazing. I know that, you know, as freshmen, the kids sometimes, they resist.
Yes.
But the content is amazing, and I just love doing it.
Well, I mean, I took 5 sciences in 4 years in high school. I loved science. So we are speaking the same love language when it comes to different subjects. Now, looking ahead, like, you really have continued to grow in your profession. You got a great opportunity to get your principal certification with support from Tyler ISD. Tell us a little bit about that process.
So an email came through one day and, you know, they let me know that I was nominated, and I'm very thankful. Again, another opportunity that was presented to me. Somebody saw something in me, and I'm very thankful to that person. She nominated me. I applied. We went through a, you know, lengthy process. We had to submit different things, and then we had an interview. And so we found out that, hey, you're about to go back to school.
You're about to go back to school.
And yes, ma'am. And this was in the middle of my first year as head coach.
It was a lot. But you've completed it, and that was through Texas A&M Commerce.
Yes, ma'am.
And of course supported through Tyler ISD, so you actually didn't have to pay for that schooling, correct?
None of it.
So wow, that's really neat to
yes,
have that
ma'am.
Opportunity, not only for you, but for other teachers that are looking to get their principal certification to further their career and their educational career. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to become a teacher. I mean, you mentioned you just kind of naturally started leading some exercise classes. When did it just kind of dawn on you, like, okay, yeah, this is really where I'm supposed to be?
So again, it was kind of a push. I was very resistant to it. I felt like having the responsibility of educating somebody was huge. Coming from a household that values education highly.
Yeah.
It was just, I felt like it was too much.
Like, so it was like the responsibility was just a little overwhelming, because
yes,
it is a huge responsibility. I mean, some people out there, I don't think, realize how much teachers pour in to their classrooms, into their students on a daily basis. I mean, it is a big responsibility for sure.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So I, you know, like I said, I resisted, but he kept pushing and said, hey, you need to do this. This is your calling and you need to just give it a try. You've always talked about how you want to give back to the community, and this is a perfect way. So I finally gave in, and another opportunity. I was signing up for Texas Teachers, called them. They were going to give me a call back, but then this grant opportunity came about. I applied for it, and again,
And now you're teaching the workforce of tomorrow. So you
yes,
really
ma'am.
Are giving back to the community.
Yes,
I mean, you
ma'am.
Really are. Tell us a little bit. So obviously you're a biology teacher. You're the head volleyball coach. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to be in your classroom, what a day looks like for you, also on the court. What is that?
So organized chaos, kind
yeah.
of. Always busy, always busy. My kids always have something to do, something they're exploring, something that they're doing, something new they're learning. I've always said that biology is like learning a whole new language. There's so much vocabulary. Anything that we can do to, you know, emphasize that vocabulary and help them just remember, use their roots for sure. I have, you know, we are 70% Hispanic, mm-hmm. and yeah, I need them to know that being Hispanic, mm-hmm. they have a huge advantage. Yeah. Knowing Spanish definitely helps with all of the biology vocabulary. Like, mm-hmm. we find ways where, like, hey, you can remember this through, you know, it's almost the same word in Spanish. Let's use that.
Yes.
It's to your benefit.
Use
you
it
have
to your
an advantage.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So definitely busy.
Light bulb moments.
Yes, light bulb moments. I love those moments. Those are my favorite. We work so hard, and sometimes it feels like we plan lessons. And, you know, if I can have one light bulb moment, it makes everything worth it. It's amazing to see these kids, the way their minds work.
And has it been fun for you to see, because now that you've been here long enough, I mean, you've been able to see those students move on and do bigger and better things, graduate. What has that been like?
It's been amazing. Some of those kids still reach out and, you know, just fill me in on their lives and still ask for help. And I'm all here for it. I let them know, like, it's a family. It's a family at Tyler High School. And once a lion, always a lion. So anytime they need help, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Like I said, I've had the help of the community. And without everybody in the community, I wouldn't be where I am at now.
So now you're paying it forward.
Yes, ma'am. If I can give back, I definitely will.
Ah, I love that. Well, let's talk a little bit about your teaching style. Like, what would, if you had to describe yourself in three different words, like, how would you describe that?
I think I would describe it in saying that I'm genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I let them know that I truly care for them. I truly care for their well-being. I want them to know that they can, you know, I can relate to them. I'm a product of Tyler ISD, Tyler High School, what used mm-hmm. to be John Tyler. And so I need them to know that I genuinely care about their success.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they would think of me as caring again, you know, mm-hmm. genuine and caring. They go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
And
it's nice because you're talking about that connection, because it's not just teaching the biology material mm-hmm. or the subject matter material. It's about the social, emotional, academic. It's the whole big picture. It's teaching them leadership, showing them pathways to success, whatever that pathway may be. And it's so different for every student that you got to encourage them all and on their journey, and they're all in different places in their journey as well. And I would have to definitely say that another word to describe you would be passionate. Yeah, I can tell that you're so passionate about what you do.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely am passionate about what I do. It's God's work.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it. I'm every day I get up and I'm ready to go. I love what I do.
Talk to us a little bit about parent engagement and involvement. I know at the elementary level, I mean, I've got three girls. Elementary, there's so much hands-on with parents. They're the young ones. They're learning. But then it kind of feels like middle school and high school parents, they just kind of, you know, fade away. It's still important for them to be engaged. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, parent engagement is huge for me. Anytime I can reach out, I will do so. I try to use different avenues because I understand different situations. But parent engagement is super important. The more that the kids know that the parents are involved and care, the more they're willing to do. Because it's natural. They want to make their parents proud, and they want them to be happy, and they want them to attend those different things and celebrate those small wins. You know, we do it too, but it's not the same.
It's not the same when it's not your family. Yes. So mm-hmm. if there's a parent that maybe has a middle schooler or high schooler that's listening to this podcast, what advice would you give to them in terms of, you know, just being engaged and being a partner in the education of their child?
I think my advice to them would be for them to be their child's biggest cheerleader. There's nothing like a parent that cares, and I'm very fortunate to have that. And I know I'm very fortunate to have that just from the different things that I've witnessed mm-hmm. with our kids.
Yeah.
So if there's any opportunity that they have to be present,
mm-hmm.
be
Do
present.
Yeah.
Yes, because you'll never get those years back, and those kids will never get those years back.
What about supporting parents, supporting the teachers? Like, how can they support you in what you're trying to accomplish and what all the other educators at that campus are trying to do?
I think maintaining open communication. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they know their kids best. Mm-hmm. We're always going to look out for the best interest, but they're going to know their kids best. So anytime they can communicate with us and let us know, you know, maybe Lil Johnny's having a bad day today and, you know, they're coming in and we don't know what's going on. Sometimes they won't let us know. They keep it bottled up. But just communication is a huge for me. They can reach out anytime. I'm open door anytime. But just, again, being involved. Being involved and letting them know that the things that they do, they're very important. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be present there for them anytime. And I don't know if you've seen, but there's videos that circulate and you see the impact of when kids see their parents in an important event.
Yeah.
Like their faces just light up.
They light up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think it changes no matter the age.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's very important.
Well, again, super excited about you being the secondary teacher of the year for the district. You now get to go to the regional level. If you get there, then you go on to the state and you can just keep on climbing. So best of luck in that process. As we wrap up today's podcast, is there anything that you would like to share that we maybe haven't talked about or something that you would like somebody that's listening to this to know?
I think that the thing that I would like to share is that, you know, sometimes we make our plans, but God has different plans for us. We just have to listen sometimes. Listen and keep pushing. Get back to our communities because this is who built us and helped us get to where we're at. So, you know,
when you have that opportunity to pay it forward, pay it forward.
Yes, ma'am. All the time.
Well, it was such a pleasure speaking with you today, Claudia. We really appreciate your time here. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you would like to know more things about all things Tyler ISD, you can always download the Tyler ISD app, or you can even sign up for our district newsletter at get.tylerisd.news. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Texas Bank and Trust. Subscribe to Talks with Tyler ISD on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Please share this episode with your friends and family.